Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Kriyas Gita, and now we're going to get to the parish of the Rif. What the Rif means? Baruch Hashem, we've seen so much neflos mitaras Hashem. It's not even shayach, as they say in the yeshivas. So we had the Rif, who explains Rav Ashi and Daf Tesamid Aleph, who says that when the Adon is meshachar the Eved, and he says also that he is leaving him. He's leaving, he's Mishayr La'atz Mokarka Kol Shehu. So that's not considered Kriyas Gita. Why not? So the Rif says, the Kevin the Shir Le'karka Kol Shehu because of Achi B'Gita, Havle L'Rabbi Yischus Ibegavev D'Gita. That since he left for himself a little bit of Karka, and he writes this in the Get, so the Master has a Schus in the Get, U'kagon Ze'eno Get Krisus. And such a Get is not called a get krisus, because the bina lehavi get the charusa kula avdav the lekha, because it has to be a get of charus completely for the avid, and it's not, because here he still has a schus in the get shichur. So what is pshat in the Rif, and in what way does Rashi argue? Because Rashi says the issue is different. Rashi says the issue is he left over some karka, maybe he also left over the avid, and he doesn't mean to give him the Eved. So, Morena Rosh HaYeshiva Zitzal Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains as follows. Ve'al pi ma shenisboir novoi lodun b'shitas harif. Based on the foregoing, let us come now to discuss and analyze the shita and explain the shita of the Rif. The Lav Kriyas Gita and Yano, the Islay the Rabbi's Chusa Begavei de Gita. The Lav Kriyas Gita means that the Master has a right in this get. Hai Schusa Hechavi, where is his Schus in this get? If Pshat is that there is a shiur, there is a leftover in the proof of the shtar. Why? Because the master is saying that I'm leaving over a karka kol shehu. So he still has this right to the karka kol shehu. Hare leha amur, so that's his rights in the shtar. Because it's not going completely to the Eved. He's still leaving himself something. Hare leha amur, ein ze choshuv, ein o choshuv shir b'shtar shichur klal. Dere kol nina sheshtar moichichal av l'chudei koi, v'nit sheshtar shichur kul l'Eved. Wait a second. When it comes to the karka b'seder, that's one inyan. But this is a completely different inyan, the being m'shachar of the Eved. Because as we said, when a shtar is moira on two things, so it's like two shtaris. So when he gives his eved everything, he's giving his eved all of his nechasim except for a little bit of karka, and he's giving the eved the eved. So hashtar mochia it's like two different shtaris. So the shtar shichur is kula le'evet. You're right, the shtar and the nechasim is not absolute because he left that part of that for himself. But that's a different zach. So it's like two different shtaris. So the shtar shichur is kula le'evet. So it shouldn't be a problem because the shichur part is completely to the evet. It's like two different shtaris. When the shtar, remember we said that when it comes to the night in the yar, when it comes to the paper of the shtar, so that's one, but when it comes to that can't be split up. When it comes to what the shahr is moreh, what it teaches you, what it's indicating, so that already can be different in yanim. So that's therefore here it's telling him about himself, about the shichur and about the nechasim. These are two different things, so it shouldn't impact the nechasim aspect, shouldn't impact the shichur aspect. And Yochol also can't say it's because of the Schus Adon B'Niyar, because Rav Papa only has an issue with a Shaila with when the Shbal was Mishayer La'atzmo between lines or between words on page 20b. But Bishir Begilion, if he left in the margins, it's Pashit that it's okay. There's also Mashma there in the Gemara like that. When it says Vashar L'Ksubasa in Shambirashi. So this is not a problem leaving over the Gilion for himself. And here also, what do we care that the Baal has chus in the Niyar B'makom Ksivas Hashir, where he wrote what he was Mishayer for himself? That's like being Mishayer B'Gilion. Because in the Etzem Shichur, there's no Shir. That completely belongs to the Eved. And then when he writes later, leaving himself Karka Kolshu, so that's already like being leaving himself in the Gilion of the Shtar. So what's the problem? Why can't the Eved go free? So it would appear Mukhrach Mizeh that it's Pashut that this Mishnah B'Koseiv Kol Nechosiv La'avdoi is talking about whether Eidei Chesima, because Rav Meir is speaking like it says in the Gemara, and Rav Meir holds Eidei Chesima Karsi. And the raya on the chesima is definitely part of the get. According to Rav Meir, that's the ikar haget, and that's where you require lishma and the other dinim. And therefore, since he has a chelek in the schus in the raya of the chesima of the signature, that's a shir b'guf hashtar shichur, and therefore it's not kriz guta gita. That's the maise bottom line. Zeh haketa katzar hazeh, lamrot kol harichut sheyarachnu, aval haketa katzar hazeh utamtzita ha'esber b'divrei ha'arif. When you learn any sefer, a lot of times there's a lot of important verbiage, which is great. We like words, we like Torah. But it's important to be able to single out and focus on what the essential teretz is, and what is explaining the teretz, and what is side issues. This is the teretz. The hesber is that the shir in the get is the chesimas, because the chesimas are part of the chelek of the get, according to Rav Meir, and the chesimas are saying that the eved is free, and these very same chesimas are saying that the master is leaving himself some karka. Oh! So that you see that in the chesimas there's a shiur for the master. So, no good. The eved loses out. Now, that's all good according to Rav Meir himself, but we paskin la halacha. Rebbe Lozer, Edem Sira Karsi. So what are you going to say, Lahalacha? You want Rav Ashi's teretz in the Gemara to be Lahalacha? So it would appear that Lo Mebaya Iloha B'Bishichur Edem Sira. So it's Pashut that if in the Shichur there would not be Edem Sira. Because if there are no Eidei Mesira, then Eidei Chesima alone are effective according to the Rif. So definitely in such a case, the Chesima is part of the Get and the Shtar Shichur. And Rishonim say in such a case, you need Lishma. Look in the Ramban and the right Ritvan, Dafa Dalet Amud Aleph. So first of all, it could be there are no Eidei Mesira, and then the Eidei Chesima Akarsi. But even if there are Eidei Mesira, nevertheless, the Rashba says that we require Lishma. If there is a Chesima, the Chesima Seidim has to be Lishma, because that's part of the Ksivas HaGet. And he writes that even those who hold like Rebbe Lazar, Eidei Chesima are not effective alone, but still, when you have Chesima Se'edim, that has to be Lishma. That's included in the Ksivas HaGet. Because the Eidus and the Raya and the Get is Mechlal HaGet. And if so, since the Adon has a Schus in the Raya and the Eidus that they're made L'Schus Rosh Al HaShiur, it's considered a shir b'guf haget, and it's not krisis and it's pasul. So, even the halacha that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, that Eidei Mesira Karsi. So if there are no Eidei Mesira, then the Eidei Chasim are Karsi. So then the Adon still has a chelik in the Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, excuse me, and therefore that's the Shiur. And even if there are Eidei Mesira, still when the Eidei Chasima do sign, that's part and parcel of the get, and that requires Lishma. That the chelik of the get, that having a part in the get, is included in the get, and that chasim is included in the get, and memela the other one has a chelik in the get, that chasima has to be lishma, and that's part of the raya in the get, and memela it has to be lishma, and the adon has the chelik in this, because the chasimas again are testifying to the shichur and also to the karkat and the nechasim. So since he has a chelik in the nechasim part, so the eved isn't freed. Tosis later on, Adaf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, and Dibur Maas Chuchasim write that even if we say that according to Rav Sheshet's Bittul Get is not effective, why not? That you can, after you write a get, you can't be mevatel it, because the law is the dibur mevatel maisa, because the dibur can't come be mevatel and maisa, and get is considered a maisa. Nevertheless, before the chasima, the bittul get is effective, because as long as it wasn't nechtam, it's not considered gemara maisa. Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, that how can you say that? Rav Sheshes holds like Rebbe Lazar that eidei mesira karsi, and that we don't require eidei chasima. So even without the chasima, the maisa is already finished, gandik, it's over. Ubaguf kiyum of a gomru shall ashtar, ain afkamina bein nechtam, veloy nechtam. So Rabbi Kiva Eger wundert sich, as they say in Lakewood. So the Or Sameach says in Perek Vav, Mechus Gerishin, Halacha Lamed, that this kasha was already asked in the Yerushalmi, in Mesechus Gittin, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and it says that kan beroitze lechasmai. And the Or Sameach explains, based on the Tosis, that without the signing, it's not considered Gemar Maisa. In other words, since he doesn't want to be Megaresh until there's signatures, so Adain Lo Nigmar HaGet Koidim Shenechtam. So the get isn't finished until it's signed. Because as long as it hasn't been signed, like Tosis says, it's not considered Gemar Maisa. Because if he wants to sign it, the signing is considered Gemar Maisa, and if there hasn't been a signing, then the Dibur can come and be Mevatel. Asi Dibur Mevatele. So as long as it hasn't been signed, it's just considered Dibur, it's not considered a Maisa yet, it's not finished. So see this idea that even though Eidei Mesira Karsi, but Eidei Chasima are still part and parcel of the get. If a sefer get makusher lamarit al gazi b'simin yud gimel, he asks on the sheet of the Rif from what it says in Kedushin, page 69a, and Tmura, page 25b. If somebody says to his shifcha, hare at bas chayrin uvladech eved, he says to his shifcha, azas odzach, you are free, and your vlad is an eved. Rabbi Yer Yosef Aglili says that a vlad kemoisa, the vlad remains like the mother, the shifcha, and remains an eved, and becomes a bas chorin, excuse me, a ben chorin, or bas chorin, whatever happens to be in there. And the chamim say, dvarav kayomim. Chamim say, no, exactly what the master said. The shifcha is a bas chorin, and the vlad remains an eved. We paskin like chachamim, the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Mechus Avodim, Halacha Hey, Mavur b'Rambam Sham, Shemedubar, Bekotev la Hashiur, V'lo, Sheomer ba'apel bilvad. The Rambam says that it's talking about where he writes this shiur, and he doesn't say it baal peh. In other words, there's a shiur, there is a leaving over in the freeing of the shifcha, because the vlad is an uber. So in this shtar, there's a shiur. Now, since he's mishayir havlad, so the Adon has a schus in the get, and it's not krisus. Lav krus gita, like we've been saying. So why do we say Dvarav Kayamin? Why do we say that it's effective? It shouldn't be effective. Just like we say in our Gemara that it's not effective when the Adam leaves himself over some karka, he has a schus in the get. So also here, he leaves himself in the schus in the get, in this shtar, because he's mishayer the vlad for himself. So via zoy arbitis, how does this work? But based on what we said, it's very good. That it was misboyer shema sheyesh ladon schut badibul vehoraat hashtar o baniyar eino migareya klal. We explained in a previous shir that the adon has a schus, and what the shtar is telling you doesn't impede us at all, because every dibur is a shtar bifnei atzma. And we don't care if there's a different part of the Niyar that says something else. That's like the Gilyam. That doesn't bother us. What bothers us? That he has a schus in the Edus and the Raya. If he has a schus in the Edus and the Raya of the Shtar, that's Megareya B'Torah Sakrisus of the Shtar Shichur. Just like we've been explaining. So we can say that harayat baschoirin uvladech eved is talking about where there are no edei chasima, there are only edei mesir. Yes, it's written, but there are no edei chasima. If there are no edei chasima, he doesn't have a chelek in the raya on the shtar. So he doesn't have any schus in the goof of the shtar shichur. And this is considered krisus because there's two different shtars going on over here. There's the shtar of harayat baschoirin, that's number one. Vladech Eved is something else. If there'd be signatures, then and those signatures are testifying to both. And the Adon has a chelek in the signature of Vladech Eved, then too bad. Now he's Lav Kruz Gita. He's not cutting her off. He's not severing her. He's not severing the mother. Because he's a chelek in the chasimas, which relate to both the mother and the child. And since he's a chelek in the child, so it's not Kruz Gita for the mother. But we're talking about, we're saying, and we're answering that, we're talking about where there are no chasimas. And since they're no chasimis, they're only edei mesiros. These are two different shtaris, because these are two different horos in the shtar. So what's Rashi going to answer? Rashi didn't accept this mahalach of the Rif. First of all, we can say that Rashi doesn't accept the Rashba. The Rashba says that if you hold Eidim Masira Karsi, the Chasim Seidim is still part of the Chasivus Haget. So who says Rashi has to subscribe to that? Rashi holds the halacha, we paskin like Reblaz Eidim Masira Karsi, Lakushta de Milsa. The truth of the matter is that the Chasivus Haget is not part of the Etzem Haget, not like the Rashba, and therefore you can't say that there's a schus and a shir in the raya of the shtar shichur for the adon. That's migarei and the krisis. It is kruz gita. So therefore, he says the chisaron is the etzem adibur. It's not mavur, right? He says I'm leaving over a little bit of karka, so maybe he's also leaving over the evid. We can say that no, we don't have to create a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba. Maybe Rashi also holds the chasimas are part of the get. So Raya and the Gedim requires Lishma. Kach mash mektzas b'Rashi gimel amad aleph dibur maschil lo gayis. Nevertheless, it's not a reason to consider it a shiur b'guf hashtar shichur. In other words, be'emes chasima se'edim is not part of the get mitzad atzma. Rather, it has dinei haget since a Raya and the get. And therefore, a shiur in the chasima lahalocha that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar is not a shir, but gufo shall get, and it doesn't pass. In other words, yes, it requires lishma, their dinim about the chasima, but it's not considered part of the get mitzad atzma. It's not important enough. The signatures are not important enough to be megareya. It's not considered part of the get itself. Yes, there are zaita. It's a zaita gezach. There are dinim, but it's not. It's a side thing. There are dinim that has to be lishma, but it's not considered part of the get itself, and therefore it's not considered a shear in the get that this raya applies also to the karka that the adon is leaving over for himself. And the Rif holds no, that the chesimas are part and parcel of the get, and therefore, since the adon is a chelik in the chesimas, memela he also retains his chelik in the entire shtar. It's a shear in the shtar. And it's not complete krisus, so therefore the other one can't go free. So that's the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Chaim, Simen Chof Ches. I left out one part. We wanted to explain why the Avnei Miluim, that this would hold, even according to the Avnei Miluim, we said it's Talui in a previous shir. We mentioned the Asvara, that the chalois kinyan can be after the etzem shichur and maisa kinyan of the get. And we said that's talui in a machlokas abnei miluim nesivis, and we brought a raya for the nesivis from the Yerushalmi, but Rabbi Nochaim was miyashiv even according to the abnei miluim that we did not discuss. Maybe in a future shir, I will get back to that. And we should be zochet lumodu lelamid lishma v'lasu kaims kol divrei yom terasik hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.